is to get as much information as you can. And that would probably be going on a care education course. Once you're armed with that, you know how to deal with changes and how to deal with differences in the person that's been diagnosed. I think the second big point is recognising that you need some extra help. So applying for respite care, carer support.
From GHBs?
Yes, yes. You need to join a support group because other people have trod this path before and their knowledge can be a huge help. The one that I belonged to was very supportive and it was mostly partners of younger people. And it's amazing, you know, that I found at the time that within maybe a 6 mile radius there was probably at least 8 other people in the same situation that we were, where the partners had had to give up work, they were under 65 and were wondering what to do. Yeah, so it was a very supportive group. Yeah.
Can you contact, in this case, Alzheimer's New Zealand or someone like that?
Yes, Alzheimer's New Zealand could put you in touch with the people that, you know, with your local organisation, one closest to you. Or it's all the details of the local organisations are on our website too. I think after that, the other point is to recognise when you're needing more help, when you need a week's respite care, and recognising how difficult it is to talk this through, especially with a younger person. What I found was really good was pulling in the GP or the social worker from the organisation or a third party to actually talk through that decision.
Because one thing I think we all find as carers is even if it's just for a day or 2 days, if not a week, not just explaining to the person you care for, but recognising to yourself that it's okay to go.
That's right, yes. Yes.
Well, I don't know how we overcome that. I know I need a break, but I can't leave her.
That's right, yes. There's a huge feeling of guilt, I think, with all carers that they could have done it better. And then I guess the final thing to think about is when they actually do need to go into permanent care. I still have thoughts that I could look after Ray at home. I know physically I couldn't. It needs two people to help dress him and shower him and everything. So I know I physically couldn't, but there is still at the back of my mind something saying he would be happier if he was at home.
But do you think that's generated by us as carers rather than by the person?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is, yeah.
Especially the case that I mentioned where, yeah. When perhaps by that stage, where I was at the stage where would he have felt that this would change hugely?
I don't think so, no. I think his view of the world now is through seeing the carers in the facility now and responding to them more than to his family. Yeah. And at the end of the day, somebody said to me 2 or 3 weeks ago, at the end of the day you have to realise this is not your fault, Eileen.